Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today, I want to talk about if you can dream. Now, I want you to go to YouTube and I want you to Google or search in YouTube for Elvis, If You Can Dream. And if you know the story behind that song, search furthermore on YouTube. If you know it, you won't need to do it. But if you don't, I think search for, it's in the new movie. And so I'm asking you to search for the original one that Elvis did. But go to first, if you don't know the story, search for the, I think it's about a 5-minute clip of If You Can Dream, out of the movie, where they give you the background as to leading up to the song. And then once you get to the song, because they edit the song in the movie, then go to the original song and you can see just how well they nailed it in the movie, to be honest. And it's at the time, it was very much a political statement that Elvis was making. And it's a, when you understand all that, it's a truly remarkable song. It's so powerful and passionate. And if you watch him in the film clip, you can see his eyes go lift up high where he's looking at the, you know, like the sound box, if you like, where he's being filmed. It's being done in a television studio. And he can see that the various bosses and whatever are up there looking down at him. And he was supposed to sing a Christmas song. And this is the song that he sang. And it's remarkable. And I think it's a poignant reminder of obviously the era that he was living through. All the assassinations and so forth, presidents, Martin Luther King, all of those things. So much turmoil in the 60s. And kudos to him for doing it, because you can just feel the passion and see the passion in his voice in singing it and really making that statement. Now, I don't know for sure, I haven't Googled this as to whether he wrote the song, but it's just so incredibly powerful. And what it makes me think about is the ability we have to make a difference and to make an impact on others, to make an impact on ourselves first, so that we can then make an impact on others. My daughter is going through hell. And pardon me, she's 15 years of old age. She's had about 34 admissions to hospitals. She has tried to end her life multiple times. It's been such a horrific ride for her. It really has. And as a parent, watching and trying to coach and nurture your child to a better outcome is really, really tough. Especially when you don't seem to be making any progress. But on the one hand, you can make some progress some days, and other days you seem to take a little bit of a step back. And there are some days that become particularly heavy where you think, man, what's going on here? Is anything ever going to change? You just can't give up. And like, I'm talking about my daughter just here, but it relates to so many different things. Like business is a struggle. Looking after yourself can be a struggle. Achieving the health that you want can be a struggle. Achieving the things in life that you want can be a struggle. Achieving the level of wealth that you want can be a struggle. Achieving the relationship that you want can be a struggle. Just, there is just times when things just feel really, really tough. And I think where you define your own personal greatness is how you respond in the times of crisis and challenge. And when your back is up against the wall and you just think from maybe somebody else looking in, thinks there's just no way that we can get to a better outcome here. But that is not true, because there's always a way to get to a better outcome. Sometimes it just means that you need to take a breath and you need to recharge your own motor, if you like, your own energy, so that you can come back and be better, faster, stronger, more efficient for whatever it is that you need to tackle. And sometimes there are multiple ways to do that. For me, listening to this song of Elvis, and like if you, obviously I understand the background to it, but when I listen to it and I can hear his passion, it just makes me think of, wow, what he was going through and the message he was getting across through that song. And that inspires me, that invigorates me. It doesn't matter how low you may feel, you know that there is a better outcome for you, a better way of doing things. You just have to keep digging and keep finding it so that you can get the outcomes that you want. It's never easy, and life isn't easy. It's full of struggle and challenge, but that's why it exists, so that we can dig deeper and to become better people. And it's why we shouldn't stop dreaming. It's why we need to keep stretching ourselves so that we can live the lives that we want to, and in many ways live a life greater than we thought was ever possible for us. Because I know that's what I do. I'm doing things now that I never thought were possible for me, and it's only through taking action every single day and making sure that I'm doing the right things consistently and just keeping on going, keeping on growing. And when you do that, one bit of momentum leads to another, to another. It's kind of like building a mountain. You start with one wheelbarrow full of soil, and you put that wheelbarrow full of soil down, and then you go get another one. You put that one on top, and then that one, next one on top, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Until before you know it, eventually, if you keep at it, you're going to have a mountain, right? And that's what momentum is. We've got to keep on building, doing the right things, and not giving up. Sometimes we just need to step away, but keep on dreaming, keep on taking action, and keep living the life that you want. Create it for yourself. Don't wait for it to come to you. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.